In the law school library, I prowled the rows of grinding students, looking and looking, up and back at least half a dozen times. Though I didn't utter a sound, I knew my glance was so intense, my face so fierce, I was disturbing the whole place. Who cares? But Jenny wasn't there. Then all through Harkness Commons, the lounge, the cafeteria. Then a wild sprint to look around Agassiz Hall at Radcliffe. Not there either. I was running everywhere now, my legs trying to catch up with the pace of my heart. Payne Hall? Ironic goddamn name. Downstairs are piano practice rooms. I know Jenny. When she's angry, she pounds the keyboard. Right? But how about when she's scared to death? It's crazy walking down the corridor, practice rooms on either side. The sounds of Mozart and Bartok, Bach and Brahms filter out from the doors and blend into this weird, infernal sound. Jenny's got to be here. Instinct made me stop at a door where I heard the pounding, angry, sound of a Chopin prelude. I paused for a second. The playing was lousy. Stops and starts and many mistakes. At one pause, I heard a girl's voice mutter, "Shit." It had to be Jenny. I flung open the door.